The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Dublin Airport has had its busiest day ever, with 127,000 passengers travelling through the airport on Sunday. Now, here to tell us about the complex ways in which airports deal with air traffic management for greater efficiency and greater safety is Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel and airport safety and security expert. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, first of all, that big crowd through Dublin Airport.
Indeed. I was through it myself a few times in the last couple of weeks, both as a passenger and collecting other people like that. And I am impressed enough by what they've done. The security was quite swift in my case like that early in the morning. And the car parking is a little bit better. The signage is good like that. So the chaos, as I call it, I saw maybe last year and the year before are not there now anyway. Yeah. Now, I know it takes a while to put it in, but things are moving smoothly, as they should do, in regard to the operation of the airport.
Now, that's just from the passengers.
Yes, the land side, so to speak.
The land side.
The passenger experience is quite good. From the air traffic and point of view, I was astounded by the number of different airlines there. I didn't know, for example, that Hainan Airlines go to Beijing. I should have known, but didn't. So we've got connections that are there now, and we're looking for more connections to places like Mexico and Africa.
I see Aer Lingus are launching direct to Cancun.
Yes, and that'll be one of its kind. It just shows you demand is as high now as it was. In fact, it's higher now than it was in 2019.
Well, they've noted that, and I think Aer Lingus made their decision long before this happened, but with Trump and so on, Canadians are bypassing the United States and flying directly to Cancun rather than holiday in Florida, for example. They'll holiday in Mexico.
Yes, and now, of course, Dublin had a huge advantage. It took people from Europe because we have pre-clearance, and people don't understand just how successful and how useful that is. It is a fantastic thing when they say downstairs in Terminal 2 in Dublin, welcome to America. You know, you've got the bypass. You arrive as an internal flight. Your baggage is there for you. There's no more hassle from that point of view. Yeah. But to lose that advantage, you know, we're good at it and we should keep it.
Yeah, but the question is how many people will want to go to the United States.
That is their problem.
Making a lot of people very, very nervous.
Indeed.
And for people who have relatives over there, and, you know, they may have to go to the relatives because the relatives can't come home to see them.
That seems to be the case in my own case. My son lives there, but he's a bit wary about coming back. He's got a green card, hoping to get citizenship, but it's stalled. That's the
stalled,
word I use.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about how they keep us safe, both on the tarmac and on takeoff and landing.
Yeah, I was inspired to write this little piece because I was waiting at a bus stop the night before, last Sunday week. I was at a bus stop in a place called Maynooth. I was trying to get out to County Kildare, and it was about a quarter to midnight, and it was a quiet night, the stars were in the sky, we still had the good pressure, you know, the weather was quite good, and all these lights started to come towards me, and I said, what's this about now? And in the space of time between a quarter to midnight and midnight, no less than 11 jets went over my head at a particular bus stop like that. Now, it may have annoyed the neighbours, but there were aircraft coming from the south, turning into the right, aircraft from the north, turning into the left, and stuff's coming straight in. But 11 jets, most of which were Ryanair, because they were low enough to see the tail markings on them from that point of view. And I said, oh, this is the arrival situation. This is a star. They're all following to land on runway 10. That's the one that heads east, the southern runway that heads east, the original runway, if you will. And they're all going to be sequenced. But I was very impressed. 11 and 15 minutes is not much time between each aircraft arrival. And the radar director will have to send them in from that point of view. But it worked swiftly. All the aircraft, I'd say, were on the ground just before or around midnight. And it was obviously a bit of a rush hour from that point of view. So I thought I might speak about that. How do they do it? Well, someone decides that an aircraft should be on an initial approach fix. That's about 10 miles out, which is where I was a bit further west than that. And they should be stabilised in a straight line to land on the instrument system on that particular runway. And they can then sequence them from different directions.
So effectively, they go inland. I mean, often I've been out at Dublin Airport and I watch them all coming from the east.
That's the normal.
They track in.
But because of the easterly breeze, Pat, they had to land into wind, as you know. And then they were coming in overland counties, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow and that kind of thing. But I was very impressed by the swiftness and the smoothness. It wasn't that noisy. And for the first time, I could actually distinguish between a Boeing MAX and a Boeing 800, the 737-800. The MAX is actually quieter from that point of view. And it wasn't that noisy. There was more noise, I think, from the nearby motorway than there was from the aircraft flying overhead. So
what is the pattern? I mean, it doesn't exist, if you like, physically.
No, it's a script basically put into the pilot's computers, and it's a standard arrival. So they have straight lines basically. They want to be at this point fix, which is the initial fix, which is, it's called a marker, you know, and it's out on the ground. not on the ground, it's on a map, a virtual map. But of course, with the flight management system they have now, they're told before they come in off the airway or wherever they're coming from, east, west, north, south, doesn't matter. Long range, short range, doesn't matter. The complexity comes into it if you're mixing a jet with a propeller because of the slowness of the propeller. Yeah. And that's a complication. But they have got that worked to a T in Dublin. Particularly true of the departures. So the aircraft landing on that runway, they would use the other runway for departures, presumably parallel, and they'd be taking off over the Irish Sea. But if you've got a fast-moving jet behind a propeller, you have to move the propeller out of the way.
I mean, the problem for any aircraft coming in, they've got to maintain a certain speed or they stall.
That's true, and you don't want doing a few knots too fast. You'll catch the guy in front. And all of us have been on aircraft, I'm sure, which have gone round. I did one in Stansted, and it was a big shock to the passengers. And the pilot eventually came back and said, sorry about that, but we couldn't land because the pilot in front of us on the aircraft hadn't cleared the runway. So you only want one aircraft on one runway at one time. And that's just one of those things like that.
Now, that's landing. Now, when you're on the ground, you see an awful lot of aircraft movements on the ground.
You do
on
indeed.
The tarmac, and sometimes you read reports that maybe a wing clipped another aircraft and therefore the flight was either cancelled or delayed.
Yeah. That happened twice in Dublin to Ryanair about 10 years ago. I remember it well because I was working in England at the time and it had delays like that. But that was because of a design fault. The aircraft parked in one place waiting for a runway hadn't been, it was too big, in other words, the spot wasn't in the right place like that. That was an engineering solution. They put it in and it hasn't happened again. But you do get people being pushed back and then taxiing out and the wings clip. It happened in America about 2 weeks ago and there was a great, in fact, it took the tail off an aircraft. One slice through it and no injuries, but a very serious matter from the point of view.
A very expensive matter.
Very expensive matter from that point of view and avoidable from that point of view. But aircraft on the ground are done by ground control, but they also want to know, before they go off a particular runway, what is the departure? The Standard Instrument Departure Procedure, or SID, what are we going to do?
What is SID?
It's a standard instrument departure. It's a design in space, basically, that you put into the flight management computer, the FMC, but you could also do it manually, and it's a track and a direction that keeps you in the right place at the right time. Because, of course, all the aircraft lined up are going to different places. You've got Dubai, you've got Boston, you've got Birmingham, you've got London. And all these are usually done on a first-come, first-served basis. But while they're going out, it's a long taxi in many cases, 3 or 4 or maybe 10 minutes, depending on the delay. And they have this put in when they're being pushed back, and they know exactly what the aircraft has to do on departure. It also affects, of course, the design of it has to affect the noise if there's a nearby town or built-up area. And that is a problem with Dublin, to be very frank about it.
Now, when you say first-come, first served, that means if, say, a Ryanair aircraft boards quickly and efficiently, which is the very essence of what they do, they allow for a 25-minute turnaround.
They do,
or
and it's a very sharp thing to do. But in the simplest thing to do is have the aircraft. I saw them recently. There were 11 aircraft lining up for runway 10. They're heading east over the Irish Sea. 11 aircraft is a lot. Big ones, small ones, propeller ones like that. So the best thing to do is just have them, whatever gets into the queue first gets departed, unless there's a slot, in which case I've seen one of them taken out and it got ahead of them, and it, because it was moving, trying to make its slot, it went first from that point.
Okay, because it has to
be airborne by a certain time, or it misses the slot. It might be in Chicago, it might be in Paris, whatever it might be. But generally speaking, they've got a bit of limitation, and that's so they get the aircraft away. Mm. Now, the beauty of two runways, of course, is one is used for landing only, and the other is for the departure. In the old days, you had to slot in landing aircraft, all streaming in between the takeoffs, and that was a work of hard work.
Now, when you read about Newark and the problems in Newark.
Yes.
I mean, is it a lack of qualified air traffic controllers, or is there something else going on in Newark? Because you had one of the staff there saying they wouldn't fly out of that airport themselves.
Which is extraordinary, yeah. We're talking about complex airspace. Of all the places, New York has got this huge number of airports within a very short space of time. And there's no time really in the day where it's slack. You know, it's busy all day long, including into the nights, even though they've curfews there. Yes, there was a shortage of trained air traffic controllers. I think we saw that too in the Potomac accident in January, where there was one person doing a job that should have been done by two, perhaps. The Federal Aviation Authority is trying to recruit more people. The retirement age has increased, but so has the numbers coming in, because there wasn't the usual recruitment that should have taken place.
And
for
then
many
years. With the current administration likely to fire you at the drop of a hat, I mean.
Indeed, and they have fired people from the Federal Aviation Administration like that who would normally oversee this kind of thing. So it's chaotic is the word they'd use from that point of view. But you can't really, just because it's chaos, shorten the odds and reduce your safety, because, you know, no one wins in that circumstance.
Final point today, that little box that you might tick on your Ryanair booking that will allow you to offset your jet fuel usage, Michael O'Leary has dropped it.
He's been forced to drop it, I think. I looked, it was a corporate statement because I saw it some years ago. I went in to look for it today, but it's been deleted from that point of view, and so has the box ticking. I booked tickets now for July in Ryanair, and it's gone. You know, I couldn't pay the euro or whatever it was going to cost if I could. It's been happening for some time now. It is the green elements of our society, and they're quite entitled to say this, have been complaining that the offsetting was carbon greenwashing from the airline point of view, because first of all, it affected only people on intra-European flights. It doesn't affect aircraft going into or out of Europe from other parts of the world, like Middle East or Africa, so forth.
But and Ryanair could say it was trying to do its bit.
It was, perhaps. There are bigger airlines doing the same thing, but some of the organisations which allegedly took the money weren't doing the job properly. They were making statements that couldn't be justified when academics went in to study it. They were saving pieces of the forest in Brazil, but in fact the forest was already gone. So there's a conflict of interest there from that point of view.
All right. Question from a listener. Why are aircraft immediately banking right so soon after takeoff from Dublin Airport when heading west off the new north runway? That's what's annoying the residents in Fingal.
And yet, I think the SID was modified. I just took a figure. The Dublin Airport has 12 SIDs. That's 12 departure standard instrument departures and 4 stars published online. But that one was modified to reduce the noise, as far as I know. I asked that same question myself when I was over there on technical visit. And the aircraft at about 1,500 feet turned right with the flaps up and the gear up, which I thought was kind of very sudden. That was designed to reduce the impact of noise on people in the nearby area. So I'm not sure if that's got it made the situation any better or any worse, but it's pleased some people and annoyed others, as far as I can tell.
Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel, airport safety and security expert. Kevin, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.